some of you know that on August 1st, my 18-year-old grandson died. And it was a very difficult time and continues to be a difficult time, especially for the family. And there are lots of things in the world that are going on right now that are very, very difficult. Our political situation, the negativity, the fires, earthquakes, floods, killings. There's so much difficult going on. And each event has a ripple effect of affecting a whole lot of other people. So like, for instance, with Aiden, then, you know, it's not only his family, but it's been the farther out family and his friends and the young man that was with him when he died, and the paramedics, and you know, so there's a ripple effect of what is happening in the world. But interestingly enough, when my present husband and I got married, one of the songs we chose for our wedding was "It's a Wonderful World" by Louis Armstrong. And I think we got home like maybe on a Thursday, and on Friday, which is trash day in our neighborhood, my husband went out, I don't know, to do something, and he found this this piece of paper on the ground. And if you can't see it, it says, it's a map, background. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. So it was kind of like, something very extreme, and then a reminder that it is a wonderful world. So since then, one of the things that I've been struggling with, and I think maybe that we all struggle with, it, is when we see beauty or when we see horror, how do we put those together? How do we not go down a path that is full of darkness, negativity, despair, anger? How can we, I don't think it's possible for us as humans to go on a path where everything is wonderful either, because it's not. Some things just suck. But I think our challenge is how to traverse that in what Buddha calls the middle way. You know, how to realize that there is the darkness and there is the light in our day and in our life, and not get caught up in either one of those. So if we get caught up in "It's a Wonderful World," we will we'll want it to be more wonderful. We get more greedy. We want, oh, well, this is good, but this would be even better. So, and we go that way. And if we get caught up in that it's a terrible world, then I think we just kind of spin down psychologically in relationships. So for me, Zazen is one way of beginning to see that even as I sit, there are the difficult things and the beautiful things. So the difficult things might be, you know, my knees hurt, or my back hurts, or my mind is going, you know, a million miles a minute. That's a difficult thing. And what we do with that when we notice is not to berate ourselves and not to say, oh, you know, screwed up again, come back. But rather to kind of with gentle compassion to yourself, say, you know, I'm hurting, maybe I need to move my position, or I'm hurting and maybe I need to just see this through. And in that moment, that's where our path gets chosen. How do we respond to that which is happening, either to us, within us, around us, in our world? Sometimes people ask me, well, I'm not sure how to say this, so maybe I won't say it. How do we not be passive? And where is that middle way of being engaged and being accepting at the same time of what's happening? Kind of the serenity prayer says, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So how do we manage with that wisdom part? And when we're sitting Zazen, we can begin to see what maybe our thought patterns are about ourselves or about the world or about this particular time, and ask ourselves, is that always true? Is that always true? Because it is not. Whatever the it is not always true. There is a temple in Japan, I guess it's a very old temple, that recently went up in flames, and it was quite dramatic to see it burning on the internet. And is that an awful thing? Yes. And is it the beginning of something new? Yes. So we have to learn how to see who we are, what our patterns are, and look at the choices that we're making. I think that's where we have that sense of free will. We're not driven by our conditioning, and we're not driven by some external force out there. So I hope during this week that you think about how this might apply to you, and notice, how am I viewing that? Am I viewing that as just an absolutely wonderful thing that I want to keep going? Or is it am I viewing it and reacting as a terrible thing? We have lots of choices in the things that are happening in this world right now. So